we are beginning Be'ezer Hashem, the new sugya, the sugya of Ahu Reyes. So our agenda for today is to do the following. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparik, we will begin by asking pshat questions in the Gemara, and then we will begin analyzing Gemara Rashi, and then we will begin analyzing the Tosas, the Bermasul Shekinegdom. That's our simple game plan for today. Zakte Heligi Gemara. Who read there was this shepherd. So Reuven would lend the shepherd Shimon, give him to wash his sheep with Aven. Yoma Chada, one day, Masrulei below Sadi. He gave it to him without Aven. So I point out Harim Shat, wasn't he gave it to him without Aven? How do we know if there's no Aven? So the point is, we don't know that there are Aven. Right, so it's the philosophical question of when the tree falls in the forest, does it make noise or not? So how do you know that he gave without Aden? So the answer is that when, as Avram, you start saying, when they come to court, there's no Aden that he gave it to him. That's what it means. It's not Aden that it wasn't the Aden, right? That wouldn't make a lot of sense, right? Okay, so presumably. So Yom Echada Masulei Belo Sa'adi. Lesof, Amr Luhu Lahadam. He said to him, you never gave me in the first place. Asu Sa'adi Eidim Ka Masidi Bey, the Achel Tartaminate. They testify that he ate two from them. Now we're going to see, according to the Rajba, that it's not 100% sure that he ate two of them, but rather there is circumstantial evidence that these were his sheep that he ate from. Right? If I have Adim, then you ate my sheep. There's nothing to talk about. There's no Shiloh over here. There are Adim that know 100% for sure that's my sheep. So then, in such a case, then for sure you have to pay me back the sheep. Yes, Yonatan?
So that would eliminate the Losadi part in the first place.
No, I'll explain to you afterwards why.
Okay.
Amar Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira came along. Im Isala de Rabbi Chia Kamaisa. If you hold the sheet of Rabbi Chia Kamaisa, Mishtabeh Ashara, you'll have to make a Shavua on the rest as well. Amar Le Abaye. Im Isa Mishtabeya, if you're going to say that he has to swear, well, Gazlanu, we consider him a Gazlan because we know that he ate the sheep. Amalei, so he answers, Shekinegdo Kamina. You're right. He is a Gazlan that he already ate the sheep. However, the question is on the other sheep. And on the other sheep, according to Rabbi Chia Kamaisa, you need to make a shvua. And on that, we would say, we would have the other guy make a shvua. In other words, that the shepherd can no longer make a shvua because he's considered a gazla. Notice, the Gemara now says a little bit different than what I said openly in the opening lines. The Gemara says we consider him for sure a Gazlan. And what we do is we say that the Nifgad's going to make a Shvua, and then he'll be able to take even the rest. He'll be able to take the rest. Hashtanami, says the Gemara, but the truth is, now that you say it, delay so the Rabbi Chia, even if you hold that there is Hadas Eidim in Mitzvahs, and you reject Rabbi Chia, Mechaiva mid Rabbi Nachman, there should be a Shvua based on Rabbi Nachman. This na manali biyot chayin lecha biyoti potur. V'amar Rabbi Nachman, ashbin osa Shvuas Hesas. So now the Gemara goes from a level of Daraisa to a level of Darabbanan. And the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Nachman, any time I'm kofar a call, I need to back up my shvua, my claim with a shvua. This is the concept of the Rabbanu of Shuas Hesses. So says the Gemara, here the Gazlan is going to be stuck as well. Because the Gazlan is already a Gazlan. And he's kofar on the other sheep, on all the other sheep. If he's kofar on all the other sheep, so then in such a case, he should have to make a Shavua. And he can't make a Shavua, so now he's going to have to pay the rest. Says the Gemara, the Rav Nachman takanti, u takanta le takanta lo avdina. There are two takanas over here. Number one is the takana Shuas Hesses. Number two is the takana Shekinegdo. A takanta le takanta lo avdina. Says Rashi. Is he going to be able to make a shvua bitmiya? The question. In other words, the Gemara assumes, I want to emphasize again, it was slightly different than the way I created the case. The Gemara assumes that he's 100% the Gazlan. In other words, that the Edom know, that there's Edom here that know for sure that it was my sheep that he ate. And if he knows for sure it's my sheep that he ate, so then he's a full-fledged Gazlan. What's Rashi bothered by? Rashi's bothered by a question here in Pshat. Yes, Max?
He's considered a Gazlan, then one might think that every case of Modem Mixas he's also beginning.
Hadob Mixas, you mean to say, right?
Yeah, he's going to be considered a Gazlan, and he's not going to be able to.
Right, Rashi's now bothered by the following question. Rashi is bothered, once the Gemara goes so far as to say that this guy is 100% the Gazlan, and then you have a problem of how he can make a Shua on the other half. So why don't we say the same thing in regards to Eidos B'miktas in the case of Milvan Pikadon? So there, says Rashi, right? Because he denies he doesn't know anything. The Eidim come along and say that he owes partially, so now we should also consider him a Gazlan as well, and then he can't be able to make a Shua. That's what Rashi is bothered by. To which Rashi says, no. Over there, you could say, both by Milvan Pikadon Ishtemute Kamishtamit. Continues Rashi. Lisha kenegdo kamina. Im shvua mutelas alav nishba she kenegdo vinota. Kedarmina b'shvua shachosha shvua tiknu chachamim she kenegdo nishba. There's a takana midrabana that says that if you can't swear because you're apostle, then the other one swears and then he takes the money. Let's leave for now the rest of the Rashis. Rabos, I was a little bit bothered by these two Rashis, and I think it actually works out very nicely. If you'll notice, I already alluded to this problem when I described the case of the Gemara. I originally, when I described the case of the Gemara, I automatically went into a direction where we were choshed the guy. We were choshed the shepherd. That the all of a sudden there are Edim that say that he ate two sheep. The Gemara doesn't call him a Choshud. What does the Gemara call him? The Gemara calls him a Gazlan. And Rashi picks up on this, where Rashi says, when Rashi describes the Gazlan, Rashi says that that's different than Milvim Pikadon. And over there, Rashi says, you have the Svara Ishtemute Mishtamit. Now, there are two reasons why in our Gemara we could say, this is a subtle pshat point, I don't want to belabor this, but just to throw out for the Talmidim to work on. There are two reasons in pshat why the Gemara needs to emphasize that he's a Gazlan. One reason could be, if we hold migu dechasha memona lo chashed ashuasa, so then in such a case, there's no reason for the shekenegdo to do a shua, because even if he's chashud, even if the shepherd is chashud, so then in such a case, what do we say? Migu dechasha memona lo chashed ashuasa, he'll still be able to swear. That's why in chat, the Gemara goes a step further, and the Gemara says he's a Gazlan, because the fact that he's chashud, according to most shitas, we say migu dechashud memona lo chashud ashuasa. That's possibility number one. Or Lania's daiti, Rashi adds milvan pikadon is different because ishtemute kamishtamit, because we saw Rashi on the top of gimel amibayis assumes achronim had terutzim, we discussed in the past to defend Rashi, they hold migu dechashud memona. Rashi owes migu dechashud memona chashud ashuasa. So Rashi over here says that really Rashi explains that milvan pikadon is different not because he's simply a chashud, but rather because there's ishtamut ekam ishtamid, and then the example of the Gemara of Gazlan is lav dafka. You saw, you remember when I was reading the Gemara before I even got to the line Gazlan, I was struggling. Is it for sure the guy was a Gazlan or not? So you could read the Gemara as saying that the guy is for sure a Gazlan. If the guy is for sure a Gazlan, so then he's Mamela apostle for a Shvuah. That's what we pointed out as the Pashtus. According to Rashi, Rashi, when he explains why Rabbi Chia normally gives you a Shvuah, Rashi goes out of his way to tell you Ishtamut Ekam Ishtamit. Why? Because according to Rashi, the pshat by Rabbi Chia is not that the fellow is a Chashad Amamona. Because if he would be a Chashad Amamona, he also wouldn't be able to make a Shvuah. And so Rashi is also pointing out to you, it's not only a Gazlan that won't make a Shvuah, even a Chashad Amamona. But this guy is even less than that. This guy, in other words, what do we mean? Milvan Pikadon, he has Ishtamut Ekam Ishtamit, he's not even Chashad at all. So two ways of reading our Gemara. One way of reading our Gemara is the Gemara is saying that the only way the guy is going to be Shekinegdo is going to make a Shvuah is if it's Mamish a Gazlan. Or you can understand that no. Then the case of the Ahu Reya, over there, there's a possibility to say that simply he's a Chashad Amamona. Then he won't be able to make the Shvuah. And then presumably we would say Shekinegdo is going to make the Shvuah. Rashi Alpishitaso, who holds Migu de Chashad Amamona, Chashad Ashwasa, explains that when it comes to Milvad Alpikadon, so then in such a case you have the Svarish Tamute Kamishdamit, and then it could very well be that Lav Dafka by a Gazlan, only with a Halacha would be Shekinegdo, even by a Migu de Chashad Amamona, but here, he's not even a Chashamona. Here being Milvan Pikadon, and then in our Sugya, then it doesn't mean to be that he's a Vaday Gazlan. Even if he would be a Chshad Gazlan, then that would be enough to Shekinegdo. So that's why when I read the case of the Edim, I said, is it talking about we know for sure that it's his? Or just simply that he becomes a Chashuk? Okay, that's something to store. Rebos, I don't want to discuss that now. I want to already get deeper into the Sugya. So, that's relates to Rashi Shita Migu D'Chashimona Chashashwasa, and that's why I was Mesupuk when I read the words when he was that there was Edom that he ate it. What exactly is the Edus? Is the Edus that it, Mamish, we know for sure that he's a Gazlan, or already now he's become a Chashuk? Tov. There's another pshat issue that comes up in our sugya before we begin to take apart the shitas. The Rajva, I know I put the Rajva after the Tosas in. You didn't have to see the Rajva to follow this. The Rajva asks a simple, beautiful pshat question. I love the Rajva's kasha. The Rajva asks, Ahu Reya! Now, this, everybody remembers the sugya partly because of the dramatic component of the sugya. A whole story. A whole story, a whole maisala. Says the Rajva that I have a question, why did the Gemara give us the whole story? The Gemara could have just as well said the story as follows. Ahu Reya, the Masulei Chiyusav, Amar Lahadab. Asks the Rajba Tamili, Dibar Maslu Rea, Lomalei the Gemara La Ruchi Kulihai, Umay Nafgamina, he called Yoma Masrule Besadi. Who cares about this whole story that he gave it to him with Edom? Why do you need the fact that every day he gave it to him with Edom? Every day he gave it to Edom is not relevant to the Shiloh. What's relevant over here? This day there wasn't Edom? And there's Edom that he was a Gazlan. That's the only thing that's relevant in the Shiloh. Then it becomes like Rabbi Chia Kamaisa. Now there's a Taina on the rest, and now there's Edus on it. And so then, in such a case, there's Edus already on Mikzas, and now you should make a Shmuah. Beautiful Kasha the Rajba asks. Everybody follow the Rajba's Kasha? Beautiful Kasha. Yes, Yonatan.
Why is it necessary to say that there's no Edim on that day? You don't have to say that one.
No. No, because if there's Edom on that day and he didn't give it back, then for sure he's going to have to. Then for sure he's chayv. The shepherd is chayv. The whole point over here is that there's no Edom on that day.
No, but I'm saying, why is it even necessary to say there was no Edom on that day? Just say he borrowed sheep from him. He took sheep from him.
because the contrast to the previous, then generally there were Adim. Generally there were Adim. This day, there. Once I said, once for some reason I need the story that there were Adim on that day, so now I need the, then I need the other point. And for the Raj, Bavye Shlomer, Davasalka Daita, the Havamir goes as follows, Kiv and the Kol Yom Olo Masri Le Ela Visadi, Mishum the Choshti Le, since every day I was makbid to give it to the shepherd with Adim, because I didn't trust the shepherd. That's when, of course, on the base, Gemara is talking about that shepherds from the eye of Chazal were choshud. Again, Vamevin Yavin, again, the concept of choshud over here. Lav dafka gazlan, for the choshud. Vahashta, katon nifkid afkile below sadi. And now he argues, all of a sudden today, there's no Adim. Reya ta'anase. So there's a reya in my taina. Generally, every day you did it with Adim. All of a sudden today, you do it without Adim. Vanan sadi, there is now, as if we are witnesses, delo afkid gabe. Every day for 2 months, you were not going to do it Adim. This day you didn't. Maybe it's considered as if there's a raise on my claim now. Afilu asi sadi dochol tartimi na you. Even if there are Adim, let's say, that came, that the shepherd ate too. Notice here, the Rajbo already now throws a weakness into the Goslin state. Dilma ishtali, maybe it was bothered, borrowed. Vachrini avi, velo hani de katoin hai. Maybe there were 10 sheep that I used to give him, and I lent him, I gave him 2 totally different sheep. Not obvious on the outside, but 2 different sheep. Because on this day there was no Eidus on it. El dochel tarti minayu. All Eidim is that he ate 2 of them. Do you know for sure that he's a Goslin Adafka on these? So according to Rashi, he's a real Goslin on these. That's the way we were Masgar Aliba the Rashi. He's a real Goslin. But the Rajba says there's already a ray of something. We don't know 100% for sure that he was Gozel, the sheep that I gave him, because we don't have Eidus on the sheep that I gave him. Now you follow why I was Masupak in originally reading the Gemara. The Rajba himself says that we don't know for sure 100% he's a Goslin. So the Hava Mina was that in such a case it's a Reisa. Kamash Malam, we don't say that. Now for those of you who learned the second parak of Ksubis, the Raja says something wild, Ugidola Mizu, in this sentence. The only way you can understand is if you did the second parak of Ksubis. I'm going to stop right here. That's all we need. Ugidola Mizu is something very, very fascinating the Rajba says. So the Rajba now says a little bit of a Chiddush La'alacha. It'll be interesting for you guys to chew over it down the line in terms of what implication the Rajba has, but just in terms of pshat, step number one is we make all the pshat points and then begin to analyze the Yisodas Dikashitas. The Rajba's second point in pshat is the following. He says that the reason why the Gemara goes out of his way, it says Masrei Kol Yome Bisahadi, is because there might have been room. The Gemara is telling us a bigger chiddush, that if on this day I didn't give him with Adim, there might have been room to argue that. How do you know for sure he's a Goslin? If every day he gives it to him with Adim, if no days he gave it to him with Adim, then we can presume he's a Goslin. Because there are Adim that see that he ate of his sheep. But now there was already a Reisa, I might have thought the halacha would be different. Kamash Malan, that's how the Rajma understands the Chiddush. Be interesting to see whether other Rishonim are Masbir the fact that he brought it every day with Adim in the same way as the Rajba or differently. This is step. This is our number 2 in pshat. Yes, Dan?
Yeah, when he says, afilo asusadi da achot tarti minayu, minayu means of from what?
Of my sheep.
Who's my? The Bnei Yair?
No. that he ate two sheep of mine. In other words, I have many, many sheep. You know for sure, and my sheep have a license plate, love to ride. Okay, so for sure that for sure it's from my sheep. But lav dafka did I give all of my sheep every day to the shepherd? I didn't necessarily give the everyday sheep. I gave him some. Right? So in such a case, there, where you know it's my sheep, it's clearly my sheep, but we don't...
Not the shepherd's sheep.
Exactly. But not only that, I'm the toveya. So in such a case, there, it's for sure it's from my sheep, but we're not positive it's the sheep that I gave him every day and that I gave him that day to watch. Maybe like the Rajba says, I lent him another set of sheep. Yes, Avram.
You sort of mentioned, but is it possible to say like a different answer from the Rashi? But then, why does the Gemara give the
history
background?
Yeah.
Because the Edom know what his sheep look like. Meaning, every day he would give him his sheep with his Edom. Now his Edom know what his sheep look like. So now it's possible to testify that he ate his sheep.
Avram is saying something very interesting. I didn't see
it.
Rav Yaakov's aura, beautiful. So Rav Yaakov Lerner suggests the following interesting. He wants to say a totally different approach to the Rajba's question. Nice, there's a nice pshat Rav Yaakov is saying. And that is that in our case, the reason why it says that generally he left it to him with Edom is because that will be the source of the information that answers what I've been struggling with. And that is, how do you know that what the Shomer, the Roeh, was eating was the sheep, was truly the sheep that belongs to me? The answer is, it's the same set of Edom. Sadi, Sadi, Sadi here means all the same set of Edom that have already recognized what my sheep looks like. They know I'm the one who has the love to ride license plate, and therefore they know for sure that it's mine, and that's how we know that to call him a gazlan. Rav Yaakov's also dealing with my other problem as well, Vamevnyon. How do you know that the guy's a gazlan? And that's why you also have the same story, Yafemo. That's interesting pshat. It's interesting pshat. Josh Yenena, it's interesting pshat. It's a pshat. No? Interesting pshat.
Rajba says that?
That's the way Rajba that I remember. I mean, Shum Hafni. Later on?
It's
not from
the same
story. A couple lines down. When you go, Shum Hafni, I was like, even the Isis says, the Akhil and Mr. King Milsa. I don't think that's what he's doing in Mishum Hachi. We'll discuss afterwards. Yisrael claims that's what he's doing in Mishum Hachi. I'm not convinced. Maybe he's right. I read that Mishum Hachi differently. Okay, that's something else for the Talmidim to work on. Let's take a look at Tosfos. Yes, Chaim.
Can you explain one time why
Rashi
holds that it's not a
Gizla
in this case?
Yes, the Rajba says like this. The Rajba says that in a case in which they're every day... Oh, you want to know why it's not a Reisa? I didn't answer that question. Okay. You follow Chaim's bothered by? Chaim's bothered by the following. Chaim's bothered... At the end of the day, we explained why there would be a Reisa, but we haven't answered why there is no Reisa. Let me spell what Chaim's bothered by. He's right that I didn't answer that question. There is a problem over here. There's a Reisa, says the Rajba, that he did it every day with Edom, and today he didn't do it without Edom. Says Rajba, despite the fact that he did it without Edom, nevertheless, the Edus is going to be enough. So he wants to know, maybe that, so let's explain. Why is that Reisa not a Reisa, that maybe we shouldn't believe it? So that, Yisrael, is what I think the Rajba is addressing, Umishum Hachi. That's what I think the Raj was doing. Umishum Hachi Amar Reb Zeira, Afal Pisha Kol Yom Avim Masra Le Besadi, Kivan Dosu Sadi Va Amru Da Achal. By the way, you saw the reason why I think you're wrong is because of the word Afal Pi. Avu Shikol Yom Avim Masra Le Besadi, Kivan Dosu Sadi Va Amru Da Achal Tarti Minayu, Lo Misafkina Bimilsa, v'shekinegdo nishba v'nota. Chaim, the answer to your question is that since there are Edim who claim that they know that it's mine, that he ate from, that's enough. The Reyesa is not critical, because as long as there are Edim that testify that they think it belongs to me, leaving aside Rabbi Yaakov's Torah of why they know, but they think they know. So as long as they think they know, so then in such a case, then that's enough to undermine the Reyesa. Now in Lomdus, how would we magdir the Reyesa and the Havamina and the Maskana? That I'm not so interested in doing. But if you want to work on that, Matov Manon, that's definitely something for you to do with your Talmidim. But I don't think everything needs a conceptual Chakira, but that's the Havamina Maskana. Good. Good, Chaim. Don't let me... You're right to stop me on that. Says Tosis. Shekinegdo ko'amina. V'im toimar. Ma'ishno de b'chosha al ashul shekinegdo nishpa v'notel. Amaylo aminim tok shen yachol yishav v'mishalim. Kedamina gabi chamshin yedana v'chamshin lo yedana u'benaschad de Rabbi Abba. Tosis asks a very, very fundamental question over here. Tosis's fundamental question is the following. We said that when you have a chashud, the other guy is going to make a shvuah. Asks Tosos, wait a second. We learned another klal that seems to contradict this. What's the other klal that contradicts this? Shebe kenegdo ka'amina. That is the klal of mitoch sheni yachol yishav mishal. When someone cannot make a shvuah, so then in such a case, he has to pay. What are we referring to? Let's say Reuven comes to Shimon and he says, you owe me 100. We're going to focus not on Aschad Rabbi Abba, but focus on Chamshin Yadan with Chamshin Lo Yadan. When he comes to Reuven, he says to Reuven, you owe me 100. Reuven says, yes, Shimon, I know I owe you 50. The other 50, I don't know. So now, he has to make a shuas moda mitzas. But he can't, because he's not sure. So then we say, mitosh eni yachol yishav amishalein. Asks Tosos, when is it that we say that shekinegdo takes the shua, like in this case of the Reya? And when is it that we say, mitosh eni yachol yishav amishalein? That's Tosos' kash. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a very, very interesting pshat question. This is third. Before we get into the conceptual lomdus, let's map out all the important pshat issues. That's what we've done. One in Rashi, one in the Rajba. Now in Tosos, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a simple pshat ta'ara, which question is whether one can answer in pshat. I'll just point out Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. Others point out that Pnei Yoshua alludes to this problem. The one who spells it out very clearly is Rabbi Kiva Eger in pshat. That the truth is, this question of Tosis really, quote unquote, doesn't belong over here. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks. Yeah, but I'll show you inside. Rabbi Kiva Eger. Sometimes Rabbi Kiva Eger is hard to read. This time Rabbi Kiva Eger is very, very clear. So Max, can I borrow yours? I didn't have a moment. You know what? Could I just see this Rabbi Kiva Eger inside? You look on with Moshe, it's okay? Thank you. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger on our sugya that the truth is that this sugya really is not necessarily the best place to have asked the question. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that this kasha of Tosas is not a question on our sugya. It's a question on the whole klal of Shekinegdo. So he asks, before we jump ourselves in, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, oh, Max, you have such a fancy Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's too fancy for me, old-fashioned people. So much here. Yeah, ubahach, dibar maskul ubahach. This is not the way mine is laid out, but I found it. Ubahach, dilecho. Ubahach svara, whatever I said above, yisyashvu li divrei atosus, dibar maskul shekinegdo ka'amina. A person should wonder,
Hazeh kosha al mishna aruka.
What's a Mishnah Ruka? What Rashi quoted from Shmuel Mamdalid. The Klal of Shekinegdo asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I'm just throwing out this pshat question without an answer, asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger, why did Tosfos ask it over here? This is really not a kasha na arsuli. It's not a kasha na hureya. It's nothing to do with hureya. The Rashba asked the kasha na hureya. Tosfos didn't ask a kasha hureya. Tosfos asked, I don't understand the difference between when do you say Shekinegdo? When don't you say Mishitok Sheni Yafalusham Misham? It's a very interesting question. If somebody could somehow find a way that this kasha is somehow connected to Ahureya, so then he'll be zocha to answer Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. Tov, that's another pshat issue. Let's continue on. But let's now go back to Tov's kasha. It's a nice kasha. I don't know the answer to Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. But either way, Tosis felt that we should learn above Metzia Dafe. So Tosis is good enough for me, and we're gonna learn the Tosis, despite the fact that Rabbi Akiva Eiger doesn't understand why we're learning it. But Tosis is good enough for me. Let's see Tosis' two things. Yesh Shlomo. So everybody follow the kasha? It's clear? No jewel be left behind. Tosis' kasha is, when do we say Shekinegdo? And when do we say Mitoch Shen Yachol Yishova Mishal? We could say over here, if we're going to tell the guy to be Mishalim, lo shafkis lechaye dechol olam yivyu lidei shua v'yitzul kol ha'shelo. I'll introduce Taisus's teretz with Sipurei Tzadikim from our great Rebbe of Nevensal Shlita. So they, Rav Chizkio, this is kedai to know, there is a store over here in the Old City that a few years ago Rav Chizkio told me that they were selling mamish treif and they had a fictitious hashgacha. I'll tell you, it's a mitzvah, I guess, for me to tell you which store it was. Then, I don't know what the story is now, on that day, it was a store across from the Makolet. Where, right across from the Makolet, you know the name. I don't want to even say the name because I don't. I just know. Then, okay. So it was a totally fictitious hashgacha, and it was one of the only times that Rav Nevensal went out and wrote a kol kore. It was publicized in the Old City that's usher to eat from this store. As far as we know, it's mamish treif that they're serving. So that was public knowledge about 4 or 5 years ago. If it's true, Hashem Yirachim, if it's still true that there's a mitzvah lefarsim. Okay, I if it's so, it's what's that?
But
it's not Mahajan. Right, so then it was a fictitious hashgacha. Okay? So the story goes that the store owners sued Rav Nevensal in court for libel. They sued him. So Rav Chizkio said Rav Nevensal came to court, and it was a big kiddush Hashem, the deference v'chule, and many other things that happened over there. So Chizkio told me that what happened was there was some court appearance that was scheduled for Adar. So Chizkio said to his father, "Ah, Baruch Hashem." He says that we know that if a person has a din Torah with a bad person, so then in such a case, it's a mazel tov that you shouldn't go in Av, but you should go in Adar, right? So his father looked at him, he gave him a glare, and he said, no, it's not true. The Gemara says a din Torah between one Jew and an ex, and a guy. He says, but it doesn't say between one Jew and another Jew. He says, he's a Jew just like I am. He might be a Russia, but he's a Jew just like I am. Therefore, he has the same mazel that I have. That's what Rav Nevensal says. So it's not a special omen, which is amazing to be able to see that even someone who's a machil nevelos l'rabin, then that person was machil nevelos l'rabin, that he looks at it, he's the same Jew as I am, and therefore his mazel as a Jew is has the same special mazel in Adar. So there's no brach. Says Tosos, we even cheshbon what's fair and what's right for the Gazlan. Zochtei l'gateisis yesh lomar hacha iarbina mishalem l'shafkis l'chaya dekol ha'olam yiviyu l'day shvua v'yitel kol ha'shalom. He's a gazlan, he's pasul l'shvua, but we're not going to let people take advantage of him. We're not going to let people take advantage of him. And therefore, you can't say, even though he's a chashud, hence, we give him a shekinegdo. Good Daniel. You're finding a Gemara that's connected to the Maisala? No. So that's Tysus's teretz. Good? That's Tysus's teretz. Daniel, good? You here?
Yeah.
That's Tysus's number one. Yeah, go ahead.
So why in case of the I stole from one in five of you, why can't happen? So everyone in the world will come and claim.
Come again? Then
if
I?
Meaning if the guy is masking he stole from one of Lav Dafka, unless he knows exactly the number. Does he know exactly that he stole from one of five, or he knows he stole from one of a chevra?
No. We know who the Tovei is.
We know
who the Ro is, we know who the Tovei is. Everything's clear.
As many people have come and be Tovei in that case.
Oh, so what does Tosis mean? Tosis means like this. The moment that you know that this guy is a Shem Gazlan, and you're a bad guy, you're going to be Tovei on him, and he's going to be stuck. He's not going to be able to make a Shua. He's going to be able to take advantage of him. Says Tosis, that's why. Einachanami. Really, the halacha should be mitoch sheni yachol yishav mishale. But when it came to a chashud, we created shekinegdo, there's going to be a Shua.
We don't have
to
case five.
I don't know what you're referring to in case five.
The third parak.
Leave the third parak aside. You're asking from a Gemara in the third parak? Let's first get all the Tosfos Teirutzim, and then it'll be my pleasure to discuss. I didn't know what you have to tell me what daf you're on. I didn't know what you were referring to. Okay. Let's leave it for now. Va'od. So Tosfos Teirutzim gives another teretz. The Hasam Omar Le Shvua Daraisi Isli Elach O Tishava O Tishalim Aval Hacha Hu Biratzen Yishava Imna Nichenu Ulekach Lo Yishalim. Tosfos gives another teretz, where Tosfos says that over there there's a Shvua Daraisa. And the guy could respond. We said we're going to focus on Chamshin Yadana and Chamshin Lo Yadana. There we say to him, please make a Shvua. So then in such a case, where Reuven is supposed to make the Shvua says, I can't. We gave him the opportunity. Then you say, Mitoch Sheni Yachol Yashav Mishalem. Aval Hacha, but over here, Hu Beratzon Yishava Im Nani Chenu. Over here, he wants to swear, if we're going to let him. Ulaka, but we don't let him. Ulakachlo Yishalim. Here he says, I'm willing to swear. You are the guys that are not letting me swear. So then, if we are the guys that are not letting him swear, so then you'll have Shekinegdo. When do we say Mitoch Sheni Yachol Yishava Mishalim? We say that only in a case where the guy has the opportunity to swear and doesn't swear, even though he has the opportunity. But when it comes to a chashud, the chashud wants to swear, then we won't say, Mitoch Sheni Yachol Yishava Mishalem. These are Tosis' two terutz. According to Frotos' first teretz, it's a takana midrabanan. A takana midrabanan, really we should say Mitoch Sheni Yachol Yishava Mishalem. According to Tosis' second teretz, we give a svara that the guy wants to swear, then in such a case, then we say Shekinegdo. But where the guy doesn't want to swear, then we say Mitoch Sheni Yachol Yishav Mishalem. These are two terutzim of Tosis. Nerabosai, there's a fundamental question that one could ask in these two terutzim of Tosis. Fundamental question. Some want a taina that the two terutzim of Tosas revolve around the fundamental chakira in terms of how we look at chashud. How do we look at chashud? To introduce the shaila of how do you look at chashud, let me share with you a tour and a bach. Everybody take a look at the tour that we photocopied. Isur Dala Shvua. No. Sorry. Well, I started on the wrong page. Judal, the cost of a Rambam. There is an interesting machlokis between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yeshaya that some want to argue, someone no less than the Bach, wants to argue is at the crux of our Tosas. And we're going to see this is a really, is going to relate to Pshat and how you read the Tosas. But first you need to suspend the Tosas for 2 minutes. Let's read the Tour, internalize the Tour in the Bach, and then let's see if we could be successful to compare it to Tosas. Says the Tour, let's go slowly follow the Tour. It wasn't on the Maror Mekomos, so we'll try to explain every line. Says the Tour, because of a Rambam, Shomer Shu Choshut. You have a Shomer who already was a Choshut. Maven Yavin, he doesn't call him a Gazlan, he calls him a Choshut. V'toein she'ibeid apikadon o nignav. And somebody else says that the Shomer Yud Aleph on the bottom of Kuf Tzadiches, on Omud Tzadiches in the Tour. So Reuven is a Shomer. Shimon says that you, Shomer, kept the stuff for yourself. But the Shomer now can't make a Shvus HaShomer to defend himself. Ain't Shekineg the Yocheli Shava. Velito. So then in such a case, the Kenegdo, Reuven, does not make a Shvut to take the stuff. Sharein Atono Vadai Shachlo. Because he didn't say for sure he ate. Lefichach Imton Bala Pikon Lefnei Shala Lefnei. Lefichach imtoan bala pikadon lefanai shalach yad bepikdoni o achlo nishtaba tovea kitakonis chacham venoto. So if the shomer is a chashud, so then in such a case, and he can't swear to defend himself, and I say I know for sure, I saw him eat my object. So then in such a case, I got him, I trapped him. And he's going to be stuck. And I'm going to be able to make a shvua, and he's going to have to pay. V'arabeinu Yeshaya kasam nir lefarish. D'kivan shuchayim shvua d'araisa v'eina yochol ishal efnei shechoshud. Mishalim. Says Rabbeinu Yeshaya, he's chayiv shvua d'araisa. And he's not believed. So then, in such a case, it's mitoch sheni yachol ishava mishalim. Sheima yatoin tovei atoin vaday shalach bayad havina mashbina le va'achshav shetoin safeku eni yachol ishava v'shekenegdo mechuyev shvua v'eni yachol ishava u'mishalim v'chein das haramat. So Rabbeinu Yeshaya says, not only in a case where I know for sure and I can make a shua, but the moment I say you make a shua on me and he can't, so then in such a case he's stuck in mitach sheni yachol ishava mishalim. He's going to have to pay me back. He's a chashut. He's stuck. He now has to pay me. Says the Bach. What's the yisod of the machlokas? Top line on page 198. Mira lefiani es daiti da riva ramas svirle. What's the re? The second day over here. Dimidina bechoshu nami ein shekinegdo tzarech lishava elanota below shvua. Dimitol shein anitva yochel ishalem mishalem. That since the nitva is not able to swear, he has to pay him. Elo mishum din kein lo shafkis chayim lechol hachashudim. Dechol lo olam yuvim lidei shvua v'yitlo kol asher lohem. Lufichach tiknu de kishkenegda nishba v'noto. Really, the halacha is, says the Bach, according to Rabbeinu Yeshaya, that a choshud has to pay. He's chayiv the money. But in order to protect him, what do? As we saw on the first day of Tosos, Lonitin Chaya Lechol Beria, we made a takanim in the Rabbanon that the Shekinegdo would swear. Vimkein lefize b'shomer shu chashud. But when it comes to a shomer, the leko lemeimer lo shafkis chayim, the miach richenu sheikabel of lo shomer. The rule of Tulsus doesn't apply to a shomer because the shomer is in a position where he doesn't have to do this. In contrast to someone who's alleged a gazlan, a shomer put himself in the situation in the first place. So then maybe Chazal never made the takana that in order to collect, you say that the shikinegdo needs to do the shmua. Demiach richenu shikavlov shomer. Inami ashvua lo agil shomer. Ela ayidea muura sheneva pikadon onignav lo tiknu bo klum. So where you have a case in where the shomer put himself into this position, or this case is not so likely to happen in the first place, you could put that inami in parentheses. It's enough to say that he put himself into the situation. So then the takana lo shafkis chayil lecher beria does not apply. So then you're going to come back to the din d'oraisa that the chashud is going to have to pay. Avol a Rambam svirale, but what does the Rambam hold? Says the Bach, to lo kaimulam mitoch sheni yachol ishava, ela benascha de Rabbi Am chamshi yedana chamshin al yedana, the ein sarach shvur de raisa yisrael Allah, oz tishava o tishali. Avol bechoshud de beratzon hu nishba im nanichenu ulekach lo yishale. But when it comes to a choshud where he wants to swear, but we're not letting him, ukid idach shinu yed etosvos vimkein b'shomer shu choshud nami lo yishale. So too the same should apply by a shomer. The shomer is saying, I want to swear. Says the Bach, the two deos atosvos are the two deos in the machlokas Rambam and Rif. According to the Rambam, the guy, the shomer, isn't automatically chayiv to swear, because the shomer is going to say, I want to swear. The moment I want to swear, you don't say mitoch sheni yachol ishava mishalem. I want to swear. However, the Re is going to say, even if he wants to swear, at the end of the day, it was a takana that was made specifically lo shafkis chayil lechol beria. And here, when it comes to shomer, the takana wasn't made for shomer. The takana was made exactly the way we described to protect the gazlan. And it was a takana midrabanan. Shekinegdo was a takana midrabanan that was there to protect specifically a gazlan. But who says it was created to protect every shomer? And therefore, the shomer is going to have to pay. This is the yisod of the Bach. Now, Rabbos, I want you to go over this case with the Rambam and the Re and the Bach. But I want to reformulate what the Bach is saying. And the formulation in what the Bach is saying is a fundamental chakira. And that is, do we say by every choshud, mitok sheni yachol ishava mishal? Mi'ikr d'dina, once someone is choshud, so then in such a case, mi'ikr d'dina, he really now has to pay. According to the second day, let's start with the first day of Tosas. According to the first day of Tosas, the answer is yes. But there are times that the Rabbanan came along and made a takana to protect him. But mi'ikr d'dina, by a choshud, we say mitok sheni yachol ishava mishalim. However, according to the second teretz of Tosos, it's not that way. According to the second teretz of Tosos, we don't say mitok sheni yachol ishava mishalim. Why? Because he wants to swear. Once he wants to swear, so then in such a case, we would not say mitok sheni yachol ishava mishalim. So the fundamental machlokis claims the Bach between the two terutzim of Tosos. According to the first teretz of Tosos, there really is a din by a choshu that he's chayiv to pay. It's only that every once in a while they made a takana to protect him for shekinegdo. According to the second Teretz of Tosfos, a choshen is not chayiv to pay because we don't say the rule mitoch sheni achol lisham mishalim. Why? Because he's ready to swear. So at the core of this is a fundamental chakira. At the core of it is a fundamental chakira within the halacha of chashud. Is a chashud mi'ikur d'dina chayiv to pay or not? According to the first day, the answer is yes. There was just a takana midrabbanan that was there for Misha Kenegdo, the Bach is claiming. In contrast to the second day says no. Second day is saying that when it comes to a chashud, he's not chayiv to pay. Why is a chashud not chayiv to pay? Because you can never evoke the rule mitoch sheni achol lisham mishalim if the guy wants to pay. And therefore, the Bach says it's going to be a nafkamina lalach in this case. What happens if you don't have a special takana of lo shafkis chayiv lecher berio? In the case of a shomer, who's a chashud? So says the Ri, once the shomer has been put into a position where he can't make a shvu, now he's chayiv to pay. That's the position of the Ri. However, the Rambam is going to hold like the other day. The Rambam is going to say, the shomer says, I want to swear. You're not letting me swear. And then you don't say, mitoch sheni achol lisham mishalim. So what happens, how you look at the choshud is going to be these two deos over here. Now, I want you to think about whether you're convinced that this hesber of the Bach is muchruch in Tosis. That's what I want you to think about. Is this hesber of the Bach muchruch in Tosis or not? Okay, that's something I'd like you to think about. I'll take two Aharas, and then I want to go to, we haven't done Basar B'Challah for a couple of days, so I want to finish up the halachos of Hanan. I'll take a couple of Aharas, and then we'll be ready to continue tomorrow. Yes, Gedaliah.